Bank of Cardiff. This is Russell.
Hey, Russell. My name is Joe. I'm just returning a voicemail I got from you the other day.
Hey, how you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. You said you're returning a call from a previous voicemail I left you.
Yeah, you left me a voicemail. I think it was probably Monday or Tuesday. Said something about how you guys had an offer for me.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, we do have a pre-approval for your business. You know, we do specialize here in equipment financing and working capital. Is there a particular thing that you're looking at right now, a particular program?
Well, I mean, I guess I kind of wanted to see what you had available for me. We got a couple things in the works. How did you guys get my information?
So we do base our pre-approvals off of your DMV credit profile. You know, we reach out to different businesses that do, you know, link up with our particular guidelines and, you know, necessities to get that pre-approval. And like I said, it's up to $250,000, and that works for both the equipment financing as well as working capital. Is there a particular program you're interested in?
Okay. Well, possibly both of them, but I guess what's the interest rate that you guys have?
Well, since there's multiple programs, it's kind of hard to say since, you know, we do offer both the equipment financing as well as working capital. You can think of the equipment financing like a traditional loan. Think of it like a typical car loan set up on those 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and typically those rates will start in mid-single digits. And then working capital is a fairly new program. It lets you access a little more cash than a typical line of credit, and we base that off of sales. So we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. Is there a particular program that sounds like a better fit right now?
Okay, well, I guess I'd like to, probably the capital first. That's probably what I'd be interested in.
Okay, great. So it sounds like we're going for some working capital. How much are you looking for?
If you can give me $250,000, that's way more than what I need, but I'll take as much as I can get.
Okay, great. So that's what you need, or that's what you want? Because if we're shooting for what you want, you know, we can, that's a better thing, because that way if we don't get you the full amount, we're at least able to get you what you need.
Okay. I want as much as I can get.
Okay, great. Can you tell me a little bit about the use of funds or, your return on investment there, or maybe your ROI?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a landscaping company. We're coming up to the end of the year, so cash flow is a little tight. I'd like to just get some, you know, cash in the bank account. We were able to purchase some fertilizer right now at a discounted rate, so I'd like to stock up for next season.
Okay. What did your gross annual sales look like last year?
We did about $400,000.
Okay. Well, since we do are able to, you know, typically free up that 10 to 15% of, your gross annual sales, I don't know if we'd be able to free up quite that amount, what you're looking for. Let me see here. Yeah, you know, I don't know if we'd be able to get quite to $250,000. It's looking like we'd get closer along the lines of maybe, you know, up to $60,000.
Okay.
Would you say that's up, down, or flat from last year?
No, we're about the same. We stay about the same every year.
Got it. And you said, what did you need the funds for? What would be the actual use?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What would be the use of the funds?
I want to pay off. I got another loan I'd like to pay off, and then I'll use the rest of it to purchase some fertilizer that we're going to use coming up next season.
Okay, got it. And how soon would you need those funds?
Yeah, I guess it's not... I mean... I don't need it tomorrow, but you know, I'd like to find. So I want to. I don't want to wait until the last minute where I'm running out of cash. So I want to get something in place now. I'm probably about a month away from being pretty low.
Okay, got it. Now, how long have you been considering this loan for?
Well, I guess it happens every year, so I knew it was going to come up. Last year we did something with a company called On Deck. I'm looking to find something a little different though.
Got it. And you said you're looking to get some fertilizer, right? Have any orders already been placed?
Not yet, but I mean, we do the same thing every year. What we do is all of our customers prepay at the beginning of the season, usually around February or March, and then we'll give them treatments a couple times throughout the year. But obviously, you know, when we get to winter time, there's nothing going on. So when we get to usually December, I'll make the purchase. It'll get delivered in about January and we're good to go in February. But I got to make the purchase in December, and everybody doesn't prepay until usually February or March. So there's a little lag, a little disconnect there.
Okay. Here, bear with me. I'm just taking a few notes here just to better understand your situation. And what did you say your expected return on investment would be from that said fertilizer?
Oh, well, I mean, I have usually about 50% margins as far
Okay.
as my purchase cost to what we bring in with each customer. So, I mean, I want to get as much as I can. I mean, if I do, I think last year we did about 20,000 of it, but we're going to make, that brings back 30,000 in cash for us.
Got it. And you said you guys don't really get paid back for that until about March. When do you think you'd break even?
Oh, well, March will break even because we'll have all the cash in there, and then that rides us out for the rest of the season. So right now we're coming up to the tail end of the season. We're kind of, we have the whole load deposited at the beginning of the year, and then it dwindles down as we do the work. Right now we're at the end of the work, so I'm at the end of the cash, but I still need to get my materials for next year.
Okay, got it. And how would you rate your personal credit? Would you say it's good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's somewhere in the middle. I don't know if it's necessarily good. I don't think it's bad either, though.
Okay, well, there's no problem. We do have programs over here that work with credit tiers A to D. The important thing is that the loans here are based on sales. So, as long as you have good sales, we assume that you can cash flow the note. And like you said, you do about 400K a year in sales. So, if we were able to get that 60K, I think you'd be pretty well off to pay that. How long have you been in business for?
About 29 years.
Okay, wow. So you guys have been pretty consistent over this time period.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our customers have been, with us for 10+ years, and we bring everybody on by word of mouth. We don't do any marketing, anything like that.
Okay, got it. And how would you rate, your overall health of the business?
Well, it's good. I mean, aside the fact that we got to deal with winter every year, it'd be nice if we could go all year round, keep the cash flowing.
Got it. So it business does slow down a little bit during the winter time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We shut down.
Got it. Oh, okay. And so, springtime then, would you say it starts to accelerate a little bit, business picks up?
Oh yeah, by March we're full swinging.
Okay. And does that stay pretty consistent throughout the rest of the year until winter, or is it kind of that, peak season?
Well, it'll stay consistent. All of our customers sign up for 5 treatments throughout the year, so it's spread out. From March up through just about the end of October, beginning of November.
Okay. And have you tried going to your bank yet to try and get something like, a loan along these lines?
Yeah, we've gone to the bank. Those we went to our local bank over here. They're pretty tough though.
Yeah, and what did they tell you over there?
Well, we went through the whole process, and I think, ultimately they said to us we didn't make enough. I think we're just too small for them. They don't want to spend their time with us.
Got it, got it. And, do they have a lot of paperwork you got to deal with over there in order to get those loans?
Oh yeah, always.
Got it. And I mean, if you were to able to go through them, do you have an expected time period of how long you'd have to wait to get it?
Well, I mean, we've tried it before, and it just didn't pan out, so I'm not going to wait anything for them.
Got it. Yeah, that's why you're kind of coming towards us. And we are able to get the funds pretty quick as long as you get the paperwork that's required for us, which is just a one-page app as well as 6 months bank and and most recent tax return. We are able to send that over to our underwriters and get you an answer in 24 hours and get you funded in as little as 48 hours.
Okay, so if you guys got me the 60,000, how much would I be paying you back and over what amount of time?
Okay, here, let me do a little math for you. You said we're trying to get you the 60K and in terms of terms, we usually do pretty short term loans. I think we can usually go towards around, somewhere between maybe 6 to 12 months here.
6 to 12 months, and what would that cost be?
Looking like I think we'd be able to do somewhere along the lines of 5 grand a month. I'm really not too sure. I would have to send this over to credit to be able to really determine the exact numbers over here.
Okay, yeah, you can't really tell me right now then, huh?
Yeah, not at the moment. Well, what would happen though if you weren't able to get this financing?
Well, we're probably going to be slimming down, so obviously can't purchase as much fertilizer as I would like. Worst case scenario is I'd have to wait until March where they prepay and then try to do an express order, but it's going to cost me more and I'm not going to be able to get as much.
Got it. And do you have any other current options in case that does happen?
Well, like I said, we went with a company called OnDeck last year. We still have, we're still making payments of them, so I guess I could go see what they have to offer. I just kind of wanted to see, you called me, would like to see what you guys had to offer as well.
Got it, got it. Okay, well, it sounds right here that working capital is definitely going to be the best fit for what you're looking for. And we are going to need that little bit of info to figure out what we can do for you. It's I said earlier how it is the one page app, the 6 months bank, and that recent tax return. But do you guys also take credit cards?
No, we don't. No, they all pay us by check.
Okay, got it. Well, here, I'm going to try and shoot you over this application, see if you can fill out this information for me. What's a good email address for me to shoot it over to?
You can send it to joe@buckeyelandscape.com.
Okay, so I've got joe@buckeyelandscaping.com.
Yes. Now, do you guys have any sort of I forget what they're called, but like any of those fees that you tap on, kind of those extra, all those hidden costs that come with these things? Am I gonna have to worry about that when we get there?
No, I don't think we have any hidden fees here. We actually have a few things that might help you out too. We do discounts for early payback. Kind of depends on the size of the loan, but we also, the nice thing about ours is they are unsecured, so you don't have to worry about putting up any collateral or anything like that. So you're not too worried about hidden fees or us having to come take your house or anything if you don't pay.
Oh, well, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Are you guys, do you guys, you're obviously going to pull my credit, right?
Yes, we will have to pull your credit.
Okay, now is it just going to be a one-time thing, or do you guys, I mean, are you guys a direct lender, or do you shop this thing around?
Well,
So I
we
just
are a
don't,
direct lender.
I've had a bad experience before where I applied for a loan and got about 20 pulls on my credit, and that didn't help me any.
Well, we are a direct lender, and we do have a couple affiliates that if they are able to get a better rate, we will work through them. But we only do pull the credit one time. I know that sometimes the bigger banks will do that, those three different credit pulls, and those can sometimes dink on your credit score a little bit. But what we do here won't have a huge impact whatsoever on your current credit score.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess send that over to me and I'll take a look at it and see if, we want to move forward.
Okay, well, it's been great talking to you, Joe. Once you get everything together, you can email or fax it over to me, whatever's easier for you. And as soon as I get it, I can shoot it to underwriting and get you an answer in about 24 hours.
24 hours. Okay, sounds good.
All right, great talking to you, Joe.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.